This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of a USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. George in New Hampshire's on the line. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Rick. There's one thing I wanted to just mention to Dr. Rick there. I remember you said recently that you would have to have some work done on your property there, and it might be some trouble for the finances end of it. I just wanted to recommend to you and to the audience there that there's a government agency called USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, RHS, Rural Housing Service. Well, they have a rural development, and if you're over 62 or 62 or over, I believe, you can get a grant for free that you don't have to pay back. It that could amount to some thousands of dollars. So I just wanted to recommend that to you, Dr. Rick, that there's usually an office in any kind of there was an office in my city up here, and it's a rural city, but the idea, that's how I bought my house, was through them. And there's a lot of advantages of going through them. And like I said, at 62 plus age, you can get a grant. And that might be a way out for you without having to really, really bust the budget.
That's wonderful news. Thank you on that. Yeah. Mine was the septic tank. As a renter, that septic tank had never been pumped in 34 years.
Wow.
By the way, Vincent, your system using that bladder is how I cleaned it out, and it worked perfectly. Thank you.
You want to share with the class what we were talking about then, Rick, because you did it?
I'm sorry? You mean the bladder?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're the expert on that. Basically, I could not find the cleanout spout. We had opened up the septic tank, and it was right to the top. I mean, the lid was actually starting to come off the septic tank because of the amount of sewage in it. And it was packed all the way up to the house. And they were going to have to dig, because we couldn't find the cleanout, they were going to have to reset the whole drain field. Not the drain field, the pipe going from the house to the septic tank. And what I did is, right next to the septic tank, I broke a hole and I went in from the opposite side using a bladder that would build up in water pressure using a hose, and then break it down so that it could flow out naturally. And that's what I did. And it's because you can't go in with a Roto-Rooter. It just simply won't work that way. And I did that, and now they're trying to tell me that the drain field needs to be reset. And I figured that does not true, that basically the ground was perking from serious rain that we've had. Right now it's cold. It's below freezing, and the ground frozen. But at the time, my septic tank went crapped out on me during Christmas. It wasn't draining right because we had tremendous rain to the point where it was starting to stand or perk on the land itself. There was no drainage. And, of course, it's plugged all the way up to the house, so sewage was coming in through my bathroom in the basement. And it was real creepy during Christmas. But I got it all fixed, everything done right, cleaned up. And now I'm going to explore this other thing because, yes, I would love to be able to own my own home, and rather than be a renter, with the fear of always not knowing whether or not the owner in Hawaii is going to want to put the house on the market so that they can invest in their own home in Hawaii. I don't know. Yeah.
Here's another, Dr. Rick, here's another thing.
By the way, thank you for that.
I got another option. I bought my house through them. Now, you could be eligible for a 1% interest loan. And the nice thing with this outfit is that if you lose your job, say, or you have some crisis in the family where you get hurt, you're out of work, or whatever, an interruption, they'll work with you. They won't foreclose on your house so long as you're basically living in it and you're dealing with them honestly. But I found they have a number of foreclosures in inventory at USDA, RHS, Rural Development, state to state, county to county. You might find a house that maybe somebody just walked away from for any number of reasons, or for whatever reason it gets turned back in. And a lot of times all they want is whatever the original loan was, and some of these loans can go back years, so that the market was very different back then, but whatever is still outstanding on the loan, they'll basically sell it to you for that, put you into it. Now you have to go, you know, with the federal government, you know how they are, you know, they want things in triplicate, and you gotta do some running around. But the thing is, I've been in my house now for almost 20 years, and I'll tell you, I didn't plan on going this route, but they happened to have acquired the house that I was interested in, and no local real estate people were able to get me into the house, so I wouldn't bid on a foreclosure that I couldn't walk around and inspect, right, gentlemen? I mean, none of us would. So, but I would look into that USDA option, because for the simple reason, there's a lot of, from county to county, there's a lot of houses in inventory. And
I qualified for HUD. I went through the paperwork. I had to do it four times. And the last time I did it, the way they I qualified, and then they ran out of money, and so I had to redo it again. When I did, they said my incomes were too high. What does that mean? Well, I had over $1,000 a month in supplemental incomes. I'm on Social Security, and then I had $1,000 a month in book sales. The thing is, 50% of that was toward expenses. But HUD doesn't work that way. It isn't what you get to keep, it's what you take in. And my incomes were above $1,000, which means I didn't qualify for HUD, even though I do. Isn't that weird? There's these little loopholes. And each time you go through the hoop, then they find another hoop for you to go through. And at the end of the day, it's still no.
But where you're living, it's a rural area, so you can bypass HUD, because I've seen some nice properties that HUD took over. But it was kind of a nightmare to try to figure out, well, who do you see, who do you talk to, what do you do to go through it? But when I'm saying USDA, they want to keep this these rural areas viable. And because a lot of people are moving towards the cities, they're willing to greatly assist you in staying in that area. And I think because you're in a rural area there, I would think that this would be something that would be more practical, I think, maybe than some of these bigger
agents. I'll look into it. I really appreciate it. I'll look into it. The bottom line is, I just probably need to get more titles out there for sale. That's how I'm going to survive. I don't know. I'm 74, not 64. So, you know, there's nobody that's interested in hiring me except Bi-Mart. And I could go work at Bi-Mart. That's my option. Even RCC, Rogue Community College, doesn't want me to teach. They think I'm too old. Do you think I'm too old to teach?
Yes, hey, you might have an age discrimination case there. Hey, I'm going to get off, gentlemen. It was nice talking to you, and I know you got a lot of ground to cover. So it was good talking to you, Vincent. Good talking to you, Dr. Rick. You take care.
Thank you, sir.
It's great to hear your voice, George. Thanks.
Yeah, that's
so
a good lead. I'll check it out. RHS.
Okay, Rick, you used the word crap, and I'm not I don't have any problem with that, and I'll tell you why. The first flush toilet, the invention of the first flush toilet goes to a man named Sir John Harrington, and the godson of Elizabeth I. He invented the first water closet with a raised cistern and a small downpipe through which water would run to flush the waste. That was in 1592. Well, the belief, most people believe that a man by the name of Thomas Crapper, C-R-A-P-P-E-R, this is not a joke, this is true, Thomas Crapper designed the first commercially available flush toilet in the 1860s. So the name Thomas Crapper was associated with a flush toilet. So people would say they were going to the crapper, which meant that they were going into the room where the Thomas Crapper flush toilet was. So that's where that came from. There really was a guy by the name of Thomas Crapper, and he came up with the first commercially available water flush toilet. And they used to call those water closets. And that's because there were closets in houses. And it's like, where do you put this flush toilet, this newfangled thing? Well, you don't put it in the living room. You don't put it in the kitchen. So they were putting closets. So then they were water closets. So people would say they were going to the crapper, which was, you know, that device that was in the water closet. And then they added sinks, and they, you know, here we are today with more modern, more expensive, more difficult to maintain toilets. That started commercially in the 1860s because of Thomas Crapper's invention of the water flushing toilet. So I just wanted to share that. Rick, the fires in California. What are your thoughts on what was going on?
You don't want to get me started. We have,
yeah, I do.
PG&E is responsible for the Paradise Fire. There are a bunch of questions, more questions now on what really actually happened. And what's coming out is that the blue so-called laser beams that were seen from space was actually electrical discharge jumping from one smart meter to the next and setting the Paradise Fire, where there was a cascade where PG&E said no contest.
Let's talk more about that when we come back, because now there's toxins, toxic debris. What happens with all that? Where's that gonna go?
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity shitty people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Ben.
Hey there.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hey, got a question. The question is about the moon. You know, lately, I always remember the moon, it take a whole month almost for a cycle to go by. So, like, one night you go outside and there's a quarter moon. The next night you go outside, there's a half of a moon. The next night, there's three quarters of a moon. And, of course, the fourth night, it's a full moon. And then the fifth night, and I know kind of where the moon is depending on what time I let the dog out. So, say I let the dog out at 11 o'clock at night. The moon is usually at 12 o'clock off my porch. The dog goes out at 4 in the morning. It's at 4 o'clock. But I remember lately the moon happened to be at 11 o'clock at night. It was like at 3:30, using my porch as the start point and then your basic clock. So am I imagining that I've seen a moon go through four seasons or four quarter, half, three-quarter, and full in 4 days? Are we being altered with time? What am I trying to ask you a question about?
Pole shift.
That's what you're attributing it to?
Yes.
Yeah, just
like the Inuit. The Inuit say, historically, the stars are not in the same location. because the pole has shifted. The Earth is now spinning differently. Australia is now moving toward the equator, if you will, in terms of spin on the Earth.
As it spins differently, does that affect our time?
Well, in some manner, the way the moon doesn't rotate. It's got this hollowness to it. Isn't that interesting? It does. It has some kind of a, it's like it's not really a moon. I'm not sure what that means astrophysics-wise, other than the mass is wrong, and it probably is hollow, just like they say. It's an artificial object in space around the Earth. It's moving, so is the Earth, so is the Sun in its relationship to the Earth. And so things that you used to line up on where your North Pole star was for, you know, your cadence and compass, it's all changing right now significantly.
How does that affect the way we, how does that affect the way we think, how our emotions, I mean, because
astrology has always been considered a pseudoscience, but during the 70s, a series of things came out with a new concept called cosmobiology, which was out of Prague, very high-tech. When a woman is born, it sets the phase of the moon at that location where she's born, sets her ovulation cycle. And if she moves, it changes. And that was Yonif's work on the lunar sex cycle of the female that was used efficiently for birth control and the determination of the sex of a child based on conception. Now, is that real or not real? You know, synchronicity is one of those things where you're trying to isolate variables, and there is strong evidence to include that consciousness and what we call reality is a dream, and that when a storm on Jupiter occurs, it has a metaphor on Earth because space and time aren't real. It's a way of looking at things that may or not be, you know, predicting accuracy. Originally, astrology was not used for personality. It was called hore, to find missing objects. When did you lose something? And you could find it using astrology. Now, that's all changed now, and now we're into, oh, you're a Pisces with a da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, well, all of that is metaphor.
Joey, would you like to hold?
I'll hold.
Sounds great. And I've got a couple questions for Rick, too, about the moon. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite a meeting at the White House yesterday, there was no progress made on ending the partial federal government shutdown that's now in day 13. After that meeting, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
"It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown."
President Trump and Republicans insisting on $5 billion in any funding bill that would end the shutdown so that the border wall could be built. Democrats refusing to give that money up. Although today they're going to try to end the shutdown when they regain control of the U.S. House in a matter of hours. Democratic leaders have a couple of votes scheduled on a package of bills that could possibly end the shutdown. Democrats assuming control of the House for the first time in several years, and Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected as Speaker of the House. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Joey in Michigan's with us. Joey, you're talking about the moon?
Well, during two breaks ago, one of the commercials were that the Chinese went to the moon. They landed on the north side of the moon. So I guess they went to meet, what's his name, Pink Floyd. But the point of the question is, I didn't even know they're going to the moon. I don't really watch television, so I don't know what's going on in the make-believe world. But that's one question or one point. The other question is, as of lately, people, not people personally I know, but people I listen to their different YouTube channels, when you start seeing their pictures, they have accelerated aging 3 to 5 years. I mean, you look at a person and you see a person, sometimes I don't look at their site for a week, and it looks like they're a few years older. Now, is that having an effect with this moon? Is this moon out of balance, wobble, planet pole shift, is that something to do with Nibiru Planet X, with their oval rotation of X versus the rest of us? I mean, because obviously something's happening, and if they keep everybody talking about the football game, the basketball game, the subby game, the meatball salami salad, whatever stupid stuff they talk about, you know, like these commercials we have to listen to on a radio show, just ridiculous. But what's really happening in your opinion, Rick?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know. And the just, bad yeah, news just is I off, probably...
Just,
I'm sorry?
Just go off your intuition, off the wall. Accurate or not, it doesn't matter. Because what I just asked you, no normal person would even think that to be a question. I mean, in what we grew up in the matrix of our world, nobody would ask the question. Nobody even pays attention that the moon was a quarter, one night, half, three quarters, and full in four
well,
nights.
Well, yeah, that was because of back then everybody trusted NASA as being smoky. Bear, not Smokey the Bear. You know, timelines, Magellans, all of this stuff that has been thrown in as chaff in the air that we're breathing. I can tell you that right now the Earth is being plummeted with a bunch of dark matter. And when I say that, I mean massive quantities of it right now. What does that mean? I don't know, because we don't even know what dark matter is. Probably what dark matter is the other side of the membrane on, that we're on. We have matter and we have dark matter, and the membrane is the distinction between a drop of water touching a pool of water. Now, what does that mean from a physics point of view? Well, you know, it's a wide open circus with multiverses and possibilities of what it might imply. What I think is happening is that man's technology has moved faster than man. And that now we're in a place where who's ruling what? And imagination, if that is our true reality, our imagination, and there is a strong evidence to indicate that that's true, because we see paranormal phenomena occurring everywhere. It's not possible, and there it is. How does that work? Well, perception is the issue. Is space and time real? It used to be that that's what everything was measured in, quantum mechanics. And then we had the indeterminacy, that the more you know about one thing, the less you knew about something else. And so we've moved to a different kind of universe on information rather than space-time. But that doesn't mean it's going to get us closer to any truth.
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you listen to Cliff High had a thing on? I'm not sure. I know I sent it to you, and I don't know if you listened to it. It was kind of...
I looked at everything you sent me, by the way.
I think it was about what that guy from the Leak Project, and Cliff is talking about what you're always talking about, an alien invasion, completely different than what you would assume, that a third of the population has been modified. It's like a bug. Cliff is saying it's a bug, or a bug like a cockroach or a stick person, a praying mantis, you know, but not what we're accustomed to. And, I mean, it was something so far out of the realm for even Cliff to say, yet you've said it, I've thought it, Vince has thought it, me and Vince have talked about it, you're black goo. However you want to mix up the cookie mix or the cake mix, the bottom line is we are being altered, terraformed, modified, whatever the situation is, and we all feel it, we just can't comprehend it. Because is it because they're blocking our receptor frequencies? I mean...
Oh, no. Here it is. It's like this. It's like I've seen Orca, that have a brain literally twice the size of man's brain.
Right.
And their cerebral cortex, the higher brain in orca, is twice the size of man's brain. And that mammal is firing 60% of it, not 10, like man is. Now, what would that imply? Well, maybe orca is God. Not our God, but God, in that the definition I use for God is that which cannot be known. You can only experience it. When the good Reverend Jackson says, is that fence over there, is that a white fence or is that a black fence? And the correct answer is yes, because your limitation in viewing the fence from only one perspective, and you don't see the other side of the fence at the same time. Now, that's a metaphor in terms of not knowing what's really going on, because what you have to view things is limited. Resolution of information. That's what a microscope and a telescope do. They move you from one level of information to the next. And it's a way of looking at things, but now we're discovering the limitation in information, like we've discovered the limitation in space-time. It used to be, when you did laws in physics, you start with assumed truths and definitions before you even get to the theorems and axioms and postulates and da-da-da-da-da, but laws. But an assumed truth might be the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Well, today, we don't even think that anymore. Now we talk about curved space.
Rick, Joey's bringing up a point. He didn't say it this way, but I believe this is what he's saying.
Okay.
So let's say we know a guy by the name of Tom, and we haven't seen Tom in years. And then we run across Tom, and we look at Tom, and we go, what happened to Tom? Who are you? Because that guy that now says he's Tom looks way older than the 3 years that you would imagine that Tom would have aged since you last saw him. Joey, is that what you're saying?
Or Dick Clark, who looks a lot younger. Look, it's everything changes, and memory is confabulated.
Joey, is that what you're saying? We are aging faster?
It's exactly. And most of the time, the only way I can tell who the person is because their voice. When they say hello, and I have to think, who is that person? And I have to play that voice over. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you've got to be kidding. And I'm thinking, wow. And if I'm perceiving that person that way, only I can imagine what they're perceiving me like. You know.
Well, I would like to be like Amadeus Bach, chasing women around in the castle.
Yeah, well, and your castle will soon be here.
Well, you know, the laughter, the idea. What we're watching is, I wouldn't want to be president of the United States. Now, there's this person you can physically watch age in a four-year period every day. Every day, that man is getting older, literally, because of what he has to deal with. I understand what you're saying, and yet I've been on American Bandstand, Dick Clark. You know, the idea that he's getting an idea. Or Robert Young, you know, that father knows best. I don't know.
But there's the pole shift, because the pivot is changing, and now it's rotating different. Is it elongated rotation? Is that why a day seems longer?
There is
shorter?
Okay. There is a concept about time where each of us have a different relationship to time. And as we get older, time seems to speed up instead of a little kid. Are we there yet? Impatient and waiting. The idea of time having sacredness to it, where it all of a sudden, in that moment, it becomes timeless, and you've lost everything, like, you know, aging, the idea that time is even real. You don't experience something from that point of view. You're in the moment, inflamed, if you will, a man on fire, caught up in that moment to the point where it becomes sacred. And this
Yeah. When I'm doing something and I really enjoy it, it seems like the day took forever to go by. It just, I enjoyed it so much. But when I'm going through the moment.
That is what we're all seeking in every moment.
Well, because when you're with people you don't like or you're doing something you don't like, the whole week goes by like a flash of a second. Go ahead, Vince.
I had a question for Rick about the moon. We know the moon has little to no atmosphere, right? So the moon doesn't have weather the way Earth does, because there's no or little wind, right? So on the moon, my research tells me that the moon can reach temperatures up to 250 or 253 degrees Fahrenheit. And at night, the temperature can drop to 243 degrees, below zero. Now, back in 1971 and 72, we had a lunar roving vehicle, an LRV, that was battery-powered. You put a couple astronauts in and ride around, allegedly. How's that possible that it had a battery that could go plus 253 Fahrenheit to minus?
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm sorry, please continue, Rick.
Okay. In space, they put a heater on a battery just like they do the person that's in space in a spacesuit. And because it will affect the anode and cathode, and the way the mobility in the solid-state physics of an electrochemical battery. However, now we use different kinds of batteries, and they come in all sizes, and some of them using nuclear radiation are used, you know, like isotopes, because there's a requirement of a lot of power just to heat the battery so that the function of an electron moving from the anode to the cathode occurs correctly in the transfer of information or energy going through the battery. And so the batteries are designed for temperature. If you're climbing a mountain and you have your little cell phone with you, is the cell phone going to work the same on top of a mountain? No, it isn't, especially if you're at 14,000 feet. And so they're taking a picture using the battery will wear out more. It requires more energy to cause the material to heat enough that the functioning is correct. That's why we design batteries for altitude. The question itself is interesting because there's more variables going on here. Gravity and the idea of it in terms of how that's going to work in your plumbing for taking a shit. If you in space, you have problems because your whole digestive processes are based on gravity. And if you're in a no-gravity or low-gravity situation, things change, including cell salts in your brain. And as such, causes trouble. That's one of the reasons why most advanced civilizations that are space-like use, what do they call that? I'm thinking of the word that we did a movie on where you have God, I can't think of that word. I'm losing the word right now. It's not an android, but what you have is a machine that you slide into like a physical body that's been designed. What's that?
You're talking about an exoskeleton type machine?
Yeah, but there was a whole movie on it where the guy is a cripple. He goes into it, and he's in a normal body on this planet with other, you know, with a mother tree. And I can't think of the name of the movie now. Right now, I've got
to watch more movies.
Android. it starts with an A. Anyway, what will basically happen is man is not designed to be able to travel in space. Neither are aliens. And so what they do...
Rick, did we go to the moon, get off, walk around, get back on a capsule and come back?
I don't know if we did it when we said we did it. Yes, we've been there now. Yes, of course. However, did we do it when we said we did it? I don't know, because right back then, the Van Allen belt and other kinds of barriers would not allow a human being to go into deep space any more than you want to be under an X-ray machine for more than 2 hours. It's going to have an effect on your body, and we don't have any way of shielding that. And, you know, we've got problems going into space because we've been designed to stay here on Earth.
Joey, any last-second thoughts, questions?
Well, I appreciate all the help, Rick.
Stay tuned. Don't let it live. I don't know.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Joey, be safe. Rick, be safe.
Last,
above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Dr. Richard Eleanor, thank you so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.